Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Under Roman law, a person who had been condemned had no life of his own, no plans for the future, no personal agenda. He was the living dead. It was only a matter of time, as life was measured out by the hours, until Gruel was shoved under the prison door. With that understanding, something the Apostle Paul wrote years ago has powerful implications. To the Romans, he penned these words: "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." The living dead suddenly become the dead living. "No condemnation," cries the prisoner. "Do you mean I'm free?" Can you not imagine the joy as a Roman jailer would respond, "Yes, you're free to leave." The past is gone. Suddenly, there is a future. That's what Paul says actually happens to those who are in Christ Jesus. In other words, those who have a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. As the ink began to dry on the parchment Paul was writing on, he developed the logic behind the statement. First, he says that the law, not Roman law, but the law of Moses, no longer condemned a person. He told the Galatians that the law was like a mirror that showed you your terrible failure, but could really do nothing to erase that failure. He contends that Christ's treatment at Calvary was payment of the debt which put you under condemnation. So there is freedom, complete and certain, from the demands of the law. Then he says there is no condemnation from the flesh, your old nature. When someone comes to understand that freedom in Christ is real, psychiatrists and pharmacists are often put out of business. Take Sherman Williams, for example, a strapping large man who approached me with a roll of money in his hand one day. With a warm smile and a cheery voice, he said, "Here, this is the money that I would have paid for a shock treatment, but I no longer need it since I became a Christian." The law of Moses produced a conscience that constantly cried, "You're not good enough. You're guilty before God. You're worthless." And we carry that condemnation and that cross in life. But Paul says, there is now no condemnation when you are in Christ, and that's where you have to tell your old nature, your old enemy of inferiority, to get off your back. Your heart can shout, "I'm free, I'm free." One more thought. No condemnation means you're also free from the downward pull of the past. Label it whatever it is. Paul says there is new life through the Spirit which lives within you. Here's how he put it. "And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you." Eugene Peterson explained it in these words: "It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, He'll do the same thing in you that He did in Jesus, bringing you alive to Himself. When God lives and breathes in you, as He does, as surely as He did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life." If you've been living like a condemned prisoner, it's time to understand that God will set you free. There is no need for you to stay in prison. You have new life in Him, one which produces love, joy, peace, and spiritual blessing. Live it. Rejoice in it and let your heart cry, "I'm free, I'm free." It's the good news of the gospel which will set your heart free. It's time to come alive. Get a life, people say. And the only way you can really do that is in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Your past is wiped out, forgiven, no longer are you condemned. You now have a life. I'd like to hear from you. Let me know how this program has spoken to your heart. You can send email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org.